have the clock on the wall, you know? That last set of the evening started with a return to music from the city. The score for narrator and orchestra was written by Aaron Copland and conducted by Max Gaberman. Writing in the New York Times in 2000, Anthony Tomasini described the score as by turns beguiling and trenchant. In the Los Angeles Times, Mark Swed has called the city's score an astonishing missing link, not only in the genesis of Copland's Americana style, but in American music and cinema. The complete musical score for the city, without narration, was recorded by the Post-Classical Ensemble and issued as a CD in 2022. From the city, we heard Sunday Traffic. Then, a reprise of the theme we heard during the Our Town Suite mixed into additional music, the medley, if you will, called Grover's Corners. And lastly, we heard from Copland's score for another adaptation of a John Steinbeck novel of Mice and Men. The film, produced by Hal Roach Studios, was adapted by Eugene Solo and directed by Louis Milestone. It was nominated for 4 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Released in 1939, it appeared in the 1980s and 1990s in revival theater houses, video, and cable, and it earned a hardcore following of fans, both audience members and film critics, who praised the movie for its interpretation of the Steinbeck novella. From Copland's score for Mice and Men, we heard Threshing Machines. Well, that's going to do it for me tonight. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you liked it. I hope you liked it. You've been listening to WRIU Kingston 90.3 FM, also streaming at WRIU.org and available on a number of free downloadable apps that you can find out about on our website. And don't forget, Radiothon begins tomorrow, so tune in. The show is called Picture This, Film Music on the Radio. I'm Wayne Cresser, and until next time, as Ferris Bueller might say, slow down, will you? Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. Good night.
cry after you go home, doing fine, like I always am. Am I that good of a liar that I believe myself again? And it all falls down on you at the same time. Yeah, it all falls down on you at the same time. 22 was a panic attack. I can't stop the time from moving.
This is Room 333 Radio on WRIU Kingston. I just glitched. That was All Falls Down by Lizzie McAlpine. I'm Peyton.
I'm Gwen.
And we have a special guest with us today.
It's Elena.
Elena,
yes.
Silva.
It's Elena Silva.
Yay. Are Leah and Kristen listening?
I know Leah is.
You said they would.
Hey, Leapop.
Leapop.
We were actually just discussing the events of tomorrow night.
Spill.
No, just about, no, me and you, and Elena, about...
I know, spill what the events are.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant, like, me and Leah were talking about something. No. We have the Motif Magazine Music Awards tomorrow night. Marble House got nominated. I got nominated for... What, Elena?
Can I be heard in the mic?
Yes.
Yes, you can. Okay,
I get really nervous every single time. There's some kind of problem.
You're good.
But Marble House got nominated for Best Alternative Breakthrough. And then I got nominated for Photographer, and Leah got nominated for Songwriter, and a handful of other bands that we know got nominated. It's going to be so fun.
So excited.
Let's see.
What were we? Oh, our spring and summer.
No, just spring.
Spring, spring ins and outs.
Ins and outs.
Yeah,
ins and
spring, outs. Okay. The first day of spring was yesterday.
Yeah, so. We're just getting in there.
Yeah.
We're getting in there.
Ins.
Crocs.
Oh,
throw me away. Lock me in
controversial,
jail.
Controversial.
Okay.
I can
take.
See where you're coming from, though.
I think Crocs are a universal shoe.
Bear dogs in the Crocs?
No.
Then what's the point?
Yeah.
To be honest, but I mean, in like, my opinion. If you're putting socks on, what's the point of the holes? You know, this.
Yeah, because, like.
Airflow.
With socks
with
on?
Your dirty socks on?
Dirty socks? Who said they were dirty, Elena?
I don't know. You're walking around, you get all dirty.
Oh, yeah, I did leave my dirty socks at Crest.
You did, with purple hair, so I knew it was you. guilty.
Okay, so the Crocs are a controversial take.
Okay, so that's like,
I can get behind them only, I think, if you're barefoot with the Crocs on.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's fair.
If you got socks on with the Crocs, you're doing too much.
It's like a spring shoe. It's like a flip flop, but like not. But like, you're keeping them
hidden. Okay. Yeah.
And you can put them in sports mode if you want to go through puddles.
Yeah.
True. Okay. True. True. True.
Yeah. Let the doggies out in the Crocs.
I think an in is playing outside.
Yeah.
Guys, it's time to play outside.
Yes.
I agree.
And you know,
it's not supposed to be warm this week.
I know. It's getting warmer. But acknowledge the sun, get outside, play outside. Not just let's go outside, let's play outside.
Play outside.
Like, find sticks and rocks and make potions.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, though, this summer, know what's going to be in? Slip and slides. Hot take. Tarps.
No, it's not a hot take.
We got the Crestness slip and slide. Definitely going to happen before we leave,
yes,
for sure.
Please.
Peyton, what's another in for you?
An in? I didn't really think about it too much.
I do have another one.
I also have another
then
one.
Then go ahead before me so I can cook.
Brickley's and Barron's.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We went there yesterday.
We got Brickley's yesterday. I told you that's where we were going.
Got that butter Brickley with, not with waffle cone pieces because they didn't have them there, but I got, they didn't have them at that Brickley's.
Oh, okay.
But I got with the giant waffle cone, but they give you way too much ice cream when you ask for waffle cone, so I could not finish that whole thing.
Don't you ask, like, isn't it like you ask for a kitty and they give you, like, a
the
giant...
The smallest two big scoops.
Yeah, like,
two
crazy.
Big scoops!
It's crazy, though.
I got coffee Oreo and a waffle cone.
Mm.
Kristen got pumpkin and a waffle cone.
Yeah, and then Leah got a root beer float. With
when does Barron's open?
The 27th. So this Thursday.
Thursday!
I need waffle cone pieces. It's not the same as eating the waffle cone.
Yeah. Butter Brickley with waffle cone pieces.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Wait, speak a little bit louder.
Speak a little bit louder?
There
okay.
We go.
There
what
we go.
Number is her mic?
I'm
one.
Four.
You're four? That looks like
I
a
think.
One.
Oh, my. I can't read it. It's the one. I lied.
Is it one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I saw three next to me. In backyard barbecues.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to keep that tradition up as, like, we're getting older, that we need to keep the backyard barbecues alive.
Yeah. I feel like we should do a potluck.
Grandpa's also has gluten-free barbecue.
Should we? Exactly. We should do, like, a potluck with all of our friends.
That'd be fun.
And they all bring a treat.
Yeah.
And we can just
I know how to make one thing, and that's a banana chocolate chip muffin. That's all I got.
Wait, one banana chocolate
chip? No, not just one, but that's, like, the one thing I know how to make. No, just
I'm
one.
Bringing one banana
Everyone
chocolate chip
split
muffin.
It. Yeah. Fight for it. I don't know.
1/16th of a banana chocolate chip muffin.
Yum, yum, yum.
Or
you can do it now. We can switch to house if you want.
Ooh.
What's not cool this spring?
What's not cool?
It can be anything. A concept. A physical thing.
Okay. I have a hot take.
Yeah.
I know the hit saying, April showers bring May flowers. I don't like when it rains in April.
Me too.
You're gonna battle me right now.
I don't like it being warm and
yep.
rainy.
Yep. And humid. And especially in Rhode Island, it is humid.
It's one of the
here.
Reasons why I love spring.
I just don't like how it affects my hair.
That's fair. I mean, yeah, my hair doesn't survive in any kind of, like, humid, rainy weather, but I don't know, it's cozy.
Like, I like it if I don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah. Like, on
like,
a Sunday.
I like falling asleep to the rain.
I don't like the rain in regards to, like, being here because, like, I'm in class and it's dark out. I'm like, good night.
Exactly.
See you later, dude.
Yeah. Peyton and I, last week it was, like, pouring one day. And me and Peyton have our 10 a.m.s, and we both woke up at 9 on the dot because we wanted to, like, sleep in as long as we
could. I think really this Monday when it was raining out, I didn't go to class because I woke up and I was like, it's dark out, I'm not supposed to be up.
Exactly.
And I couldn't get myself out of bed. It's just it's bad.
Yeah.
I do have another in.
Yes.
Lollipops.
Yes.
Oh. People don't appreciate lollipops as much. I think, like, lollipops and my mom, this weekend when I was home, she had a little container of the Charms... what are they? The lozenges or whatever they're called. Like the little like, they're basically lollipops, just not on a stick.
Yeah. Lozenges.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think I said that weird. Did I say that?
I feel
lozenges.
Like it sound. It doesn't sound right.
Lozenge. Not lozenges.
I don't know.
Lozenge. It's a lozenge. Lozenge.
Yes.
The plural. I don't know what the plural is. Lozenge is.
Lollipops are underrated, I think. I think they're fun.
I agree.
It's just like the lifesaver, like not the chewy ones, the solid lifesavers, like something to just kinda like
suckle on.
That and gum.
I have an in. Mm. Yes, gum.
Was that your in?
No, but my in was being a hater only if it's warranted.
Yeah.
If
you have facts
to back it
all
up.
All year round. That's not a spring in. That's an all year round in. If you and like, I'll be a hater if you genuinely have a reason to be a hater, I will.
Yeah.
I don't like to like be a hater if I have no reason because that's just like, kind of you're being mean for what.
Yeah. Yes.
But if I have a reason,
if you
haven't done dirty, let it all go.
Open up the floodgates.
Yeah, textual,
I got something
textual
to say.
Evidence, because let it go in the spring, have
crowd.
It done by the summer.
Yeah, there you
know
go.
Your crowd
that's a good one.
That is a good motto.
Yeah.
Let it go in the spring, have it done by the summer.
Carve that a stone
period.
Or something.
Period. You know what? Write that down.
Carve
in stone.
Yes, that's good. I'm going to do my next song. Speaking of spring, this song
that was fire. That was fire.
This is Spring Into Summer by Lizzie McAlpine.
Spring into summer, and the winter's gone. I try to hold on to it, but the current's too strong. Somebody finds me in the state I am. Love you like I mean it when I know I can't. Hold it against me, cool till it touches. Distant dream. If I turn around, you're running back to me.
I liked watching y'all like spring back into action. You both spring like
spring
into
summer.
Oh, old.
Did you like that?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think.
What's coming up for the end of March and April? We got some shows.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some good ones.
Yeah. Battle of the Bands was this past week.
Yes, Marble House got second place.
Yeah.
Which is kind of awesome because, I mean, we won last year, got second place this year. That's kind of like, it's kind of awesome.
Like, I don't know. Obviously, I want y'all to be first, but like for this one, I was like, well, y'all already got the studio. Someone else got to get it.
No,
so I'm glad you got second because I was like, it's like the first, like it's like your first. Like that was the first you're supposed to like have, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can't take real first, so this is the first.
No, that was really awesome. We got Lino World. Wait, I'm pulling that up. We got Lino World at Narragansett Casino on Saturday.
That's gonna be fun.
And then week after we have nothing, but then the week after that we have the first night of Rock Hunt at Rhode Island College.
Hey.
We are playing against some other really great bands. That'll be a fun one. The prize money, first place, is $1,000. I'm not making that up.
$30,000.
No, unfortunately not $30,000.
In a free trip.
Imagine. No, it's just $1,000 for first place, which is awesome. Yeah. So Marble House needs that money.
I'm excited to support that.
So come to Rick on April 18th for Rock Hunt, second night, Marble House. Give us your vote. We'd greatly appreciate it. Only if you like us, though.
Who doesn't? Sorry. Yeah. Also, Lino World, I think you can, it's like, you can donate stuff for, it's like a food drive thing.
Yes, Lino World, you can donate, it's $5 entry, and then they're taking, non-perishable food items, so.
That's cool.
Canned items, pastas, boxed stuff, any of that, bring some to donate.
That'd be awesome.
Please!
Please, 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 give back to your community.
Mm-hmm. Hey! Yeah. Okay, Sabrina Carpenter.
Sorry, bars.
Elena Carpenter.
Yeah.
Elena the Carpenter, Tyler the Creator.
Yo, that came out of nowhere. That, like, came out of nowhere.
Sorry, that was fire.
I'm gonna do my next song. This is Better Than I Know Myself by Del Watergap.
Bam.
What were we talking about?
Airbuds,
our weekly recaps. I can go first. Mine's up.
Yeah.
For my tracks of the week, I have to pull this closer. Whoops. Nobody Likes a Secret by Lizzie McAlpine. Secrecy by Ethan Reagan. Is it Reagan or Reagan?
I think it's Reagan.
Spring into Summer by Lizzie McAlpine, Look at That Woman by Role Model, and No Bad by Claro.
Fire. Mine is Sally When the Wine Runs Out by Role Model, which I was going to play today, but I can't because there's swears in it. Then FUFN by Jade, Sharpest Tool by Sabrina Carpenter, Paperback Writer by The Beatles, and then Headlock by Imogen Heap.
I have Sword from Wisp. Thoroughfare from Ethel Kane, Cologne, Beebe Doobie.
Hey.
Lover by Knife Play, and do I have a fourth one? No, I don't. Sometimes I'm too ghost mode.
Oh, yeah.
My album of the week is Older and Wiser by Lizzie McAlpine.
My album is Kansas Anymore, The Longest Goodbye by Role Model.
And mine is All We Know Is Falling by Paramore.
Fire!
My artists of the week are Lizzie McAlpine, Noah Kahan, and Hozier.
Mine were, shocker, Role Model, I Don't Know How But They Found Me, and 21 Pilots.
Mine is Soft Cult, Paramore, and Beebe Doobie.
Hey.
My minutes played, are we still doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Mine is lower this week, but it's 501.
Elena, what's yours?
370.
Mine is?
1 billion.
1 billion. 1,474.
Woof.
Woof.
I'm like... only one third of that.
We were just looking at the crumble menu for the week.
Mm.
We always end up talking about food, yeah. So this will be a.
Did we ask you? Have you been on the show at all this year?
Yeah, I think so.
Did we ask you what donut you would be?
Yeah, I think I don't remember what I ended up choosing though.
I feel like you would be a nice chocolate glazed.
Thanks.
Or maybe like a little chocolate donut hole.
Oh.
Little munchkin.
Like a little,
yeah,
munchkin.
Little munchkin.
Yeah, the chocolate glazed munchkin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe, probably.
Yeah.
I do love a blueberry cake donut from Dunkin'.
Oh,
I can't be my favorite. I can't be my favorite donut.
No, you
can.
I said that I was an apple cider.
I said it's like cheating. Like, not
and
really
I said that I was a strawberry frosted with sprinkles.
Oh, I just like, thought that was like cheating. Cause I'm like, I'm not speaking about who I truly am.
Yeah. Like, I resonate the most with an apple cider donut.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shut up.
So... let's analyze this crumble menu this week, because okay. I'm conflicted.
Break it down.
So, milk chocolate chip, which is the basic, like...
Sorry, getting distracted.
She saw one ahead. Yeah. We have to wait.
Okay.
So, milk Hold chocolate chip, a classic. I like it better than the semi-sweet chocolate chunk.
I have never
Any opinions?
Tried it.
I've so. Never tried that one, because I like semi-sweet chocolate more than I like
okay.
milk chocolate, because I'm, like, the less sweet the chocolate is, the more delicious, especially in a cookie.
Fair. The dessert of the month is cookies and cream brownie. So it's a brownie with, like, buttercream and cookies and cream bits.
Oreos.
Bits.
Oreo bits.
Bits.
Delish.
Mm-hmm.
Delish. This one I'm real excited about. They do their cakes and stuff. It's a Biscoff cake.
Ooh.
It's cake with warm spices, swirls of cookie butter frosting.
I thought you were, like, staring at Pain in the... like, not Pain. I thought you were staring at Gwen, like, in the eyes as she had the crumble menu. I was like, girl, what?
Melted cookie girl. Butter and cookie butter crumbs on top.
Crumbs!
I will eat that whole thing with my bare hands.
No, I...
How else would you eat a crumble cookie?
I do, like, a...
Sometimes I get, like, a knife and I cut it into...
Oh, no.
I cut it into slivers because, like, I can't bite into that. That takes a lot out of me.
The
only one I've been able to bite out of that's, like, not too sweet is, like, the iced oatmeal or, like, the Kentucky butter cake.
Mm.
That one is so good.
I don't know
that, like,
crumble as well as you do.
I love crumble.
I've only been to crumble once.
Next one is pineapple whip.
Mm.
I'm a little...
I'm not a fan.
I'm not
that.
Intrigued about that.
I love a fruity flavor, but...
I don't... Yeah.
A pineapple cookie?
Mm, yeah. Next is chocolate sea salt toffee. It seems good. Wait. I just don't really like crumble chocolate cookies.
I've never... I don't
like
really
the brownie
like
oh,
chocolate flavored things.
It's
so.
A chocolate like cookie?
It's like yeah. the brownie cookie.
Oh, then I'm gone.
I feel like it's too chocolatey.
Okay. If it was a regular... I thought it was like a regular cookie with like chocolate chips and toffee. I was going to say that sounds yummy.
That sounds yeah. great. They've done that before.
Get me on the board.
They had like a kitchen sink one that was like
Ooh.
Potato chips, pretzels,
Yum.
Like toffee.
I get into that.
Strawberry crumb cake. I'm not a huge fan of strawberry.
I haven't been in a mood for strawberry. Yeah. Like, there's, like, I go through times where I'm, like, strawberry, I love it. Like, I would choose over chocolate, but, like, that's, like, every
yeah. I used to love strawberry milk.
Really? Me too.
Oh, I drink strawberry milk to this day. Like, sometimes I go into the refrigerator, like, right before I go to bed, I get, like, a little glass, a cute little fun glass, and I pour some of Kristen's strawberry syrup in it, and I make myself a little milk as dessert before I go to
yes.
bed.
And then last but not least, Ultimate peanut butter. A peanut butter cookie with peanut stuffed with peanut butter on the inside and drizzled with peanut butter on top.
Delish.
That sounds... It looks... The way that it looks in the picture...
That looks really good.
Carry it looks like one of the peanut butter blossom cookies. Uh-huh. The ones that, like, kind of crackle and stuff.
Yeah.
With sugar on top.
Fill with peanut butter.
I don't know if I'm just hungry or if I need something sweet. I just don't know. But this crumble...
Until the ship sinks. If it's full of peanut butter... I'm going down.
going down with the cookie.
Are you like a Reese's girl?
Oh, big fan.
Okay, yeah. I actually do have a question for both of you because I know that you both love peanut butter. So, I really like the peanut butter eggs for Easter time.
Okay.
But there's something.
I got really excited already.
But there's something about the peanut butter cup when you take off like the black paper.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I like the crunchy.
The ridges. I get that.
Crunch, yeah.
I get that. But sometimes the Reese's egg is like really good during that time. Like
if you put the Reese's eggs in the fridge.
Ooh. Mm. So when are we getting Reese's
eggs? I have Reese's eggs from Christmas.
Huh?
That are with me.
I'm confused by the fact that it's eggs and during Christmas.
No, they're trees. They're trees.
I was going to say, what?
Reese's
eggs
Reese's
for
bunny
Christmas.
Eggs.
The Christmas eggs underneath the tree. Oh, yeah. I love that. I love that tradition.
Let's decorate the Christmas tree egg.
Egg.
With eggs.
Why did you stick that behind your ear?
No, I didn't. It was my
ear. Oh. I was like...
No. Like a pencil? Yeah. It's a lollipop?
Oh, it's my lollipop.
God. Do you want to do your song?
Yes! So, as I said, Role Model was my top album artist this week. So the first song I'm going to be playing is Look at That Woman by Role Model.
She had the hoops, white gold, with the penny loaves covering her toes. She was mine, got cold, now the guilt's the only thing I hold. Spend my nights all alone, till I snap and buy a red-eye home. Then I toss and I turn, let a cigarette burn my skin like a furnace. Damn, honey, look at you go. Sometimes got drunk on the flight. Since she left, I've been way out of line. Lost my faith and my mind on the day we had to say goodbye. And I try not to call, but the leaves start to fall. Girl, it's nobody's fault, but
sang the wrong verse.
I did. I with such confidence too.
Yeah.
Oh my.
My next song is from the same album, Kansas Anymore, by Role Model. It is Writing's on the Wall.
Dad's on the phone and he's lecturing me about a girl that he met back when he was 19. It's never gonna work cause the puzzle won't piece. Head out the window, sweat on the pillow. It's been keeping me up at night. Guess this is what love feels like, alright. Seems like your shoulder keeps getting colder. Babe, I was raised in the cold. Wish I could do what I'm told. Ah, now Dad's on the phone and he's lecturing me about a girl that he met back when he was 19. It's never gonna work cause the puzzle won't piece. Son of a gun, but I know that he's right. Cause the girl that I love never treated me nice. Writing's on the wall, I pretend I can't read. You're forgetting me. Losing my patience, confusing the waitress, and asking her way too much. Like, why am I still in love with somebody who leaves me way too easy? She said, honey, you'll be alright, but she gets paid to be nice.
Okay, I think I did that correctly. Normally, Peyton mans that.
Peyton evaporated.
Peyton did evaporate. Oh my gosh, that scared me. Elena, what's up, girl?
What's up? while you were gone in Connecticut this weekend, Peyton slept over to the Crest Nest, and it was a very big movie weekend.
Really?
Yeah, we watched Bottoms last night, which I've never seen. It was really good. Yeah, we were trying to think of something fun to watch. We watched Bottoms, mm-hmm. and I think Hazel is gorgeous, capital G. And then earlier today we watched the second Hunger Games because Peyton's never seen Hunger Games, which is crazy.
You've never seen any of them?
Yeah, because I told her, I was like, I don't care who you are, I don't care where you come from. Nothing.
Where did you come from? Where did you go?
Where did you come from, Kanai Joe? But everyone has to see Hunger Games. Like, that's just like what you do.
I haven't seen the Maze Runner movies.
I haven't either.
I love the Maze Runner. I read all the books. It's so good. So that's something we have to add to our list of stuff to watch. We also watched Challengers this week.
Yes.
That one was, I didn't really love the ending. And the movie was like good and it was like fun and it was funny, kind of. But also, I was kind of mad. Yeah. Kind of made me angry.
Yeah, the ending was the friends we made along the way or whatever.
Yeah. Crazy.
It's sometimes hard for me to watch movies where like none of the characters are likable, like, at all.
Yeah. It's like, I gotta root for somebody.
Yeah.
That's what keeps the anticipation going. Like, I'm rooting for somebody. I'm like, I want the bad things to not happen, the good things to happen. I'm, like, cheering them on. Yeah. I feel like that was a big part of why I didn't like it. Yeah. Also, like, the ending, I'm like, y'all are just friends after everything that just happened. Like, I think it's, I wouldn't, like, yeah, I get it, but also, like, after what you two did to each other, like, you can just get over that because you're just gonna, like, ditch her.
Tennis.
Strange. Sorry if they're spoilers. I don't know.
Should I do my third song? I forgot to add it after that.
Oh, what is it? I see it.
Yes, my third song is another new song.
It is by Dog Park. It is called Dreamwalker.
So, here we go. Yeah, I'm good? Okay.
Yeah.
My first song will be Never Let This Go by Paramore. Enjoy!
Thank you.
song is... Okay. Go ahead. My next song is Savannah by Jensen McRae.
There is an intersection in your college town with your name on it. With your name on it. You always said you couldn't wait to tear it down. I should have been honest and called you out on it. 'Cause I see signs from God and I tread lightly on the wire. You see him in the water and you try to start a fire. Burn bridges east of Atlanta. Well, no wonder you lost manna. I'm in love with someone new and I'm going to Savannah. Oh. There is a bar you're not allowed in on Bellevue, a bloody faced comet. You were a time bomb man. You swore you'd raise our kids to end up just like you. Well, you're a false prophet, and that's a goddamn promise. 'Cause I see signs from God and I tread lightly on the wire. You see him in the water and you try to start a fire. Burn bridges east of Atlanta. Well, no wonder you lost manna. All those women bitches, didn't you? It rolled off sweet like honeydew. But you will never know how to talk to ghosts. I see signs from God, tread lightly on the wire. You see him in the water, you try to start a fire. Burn bridges east of Atlanta. You lost me, so you lost me.
Final comments from you, Miss Elena Silva?
No, I love to be here and I love to say silly things on this microphone and hang out with you guys here. Yeah. So I appreciate that and I'm excited for the spring because everything feels much better in the spring. Yeah. And I'm glad that we've gone through the trenches that is wintertime out in school times. It's so annoying. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. But I'm excited.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Any final comments from you, Miss Glenn?
No. come to the Lino World Show on Saturday at Narragansett Casino. Bring some non-perishable food items. Please.
Non-perishable.
Nice. That'd be awesome. That's like, let's go through canned beans, pasta. What else, Elena?
Hey,
Soup.
Breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
You
caught me off guard.
I know. I'm trying to wreck my brain.
Mac and cheese. Which is still pasta, but you know, it's a different category.
Yeah.
Rice.
Yes, rice. Really just any canned good.
Anything
any box
that just doesn't
good.
Expire.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Canned vegetables.
Yeah. veggies, beans. I'm trying to think. I should know this because I worked at the Roadie Outpost. I should know what kind of non-perishable food I am. Sure, good examples. Crackers.
Yeah.
Chips.
Would you like to announce your last song?
Yeah. One final message is, you know, be brave, stay wild.
Be brave, stay wild.
Have fun. I'm going to bring down the vibes right before we end the show, and my last song will be Orlando by Leith Ross.
Thank you. What's good, everyone? You're listening to 90.3 WRIU Kingston. Flashback to 2021, Hurricane Henri gave our towers quite a lot of damage. The good news is we finally have an update. A new tower is in the design phase. Well, the tower is getting fixed. If you happen to lose us, we've got you. You can check out TuneIn.com or even download the TuneIn app. Once downloaded, all you have to do is type in WRIU and you found us. Or you can check out WRIU.org to listen to your favorite DJs.
You are listening to Spoiler Alert Radio, conversations on the craft of filmmaking. I'm your host, Tony Pinacchia. On this episode of Spoiler Alert Radio, we speak with New York-based production designer, performer, and composer, Stefanik. Stefanik is best known for her work as production designer of the Florida Project. She was a one-person art department for Sean Baker's Red Rocket and has contributed to many of Baker's films as both production designer and composer. She created music with Neil Davidge of Massive Attack for the film Tangerine, performed and composed the soundtrack for the award-winning Kenzo fashion film Snowbird, and under the name Living Days, her music appears in Rockstar Games' Grand Theft Auto V. Stefanik's more recent films have included Bleeding Love, starring Ewan McGregor and his daughter Clara, and Patricia Arquette's directorial debut, Gonzo Girl. Stefanik is currently working on scoring a Dear Friends film and is going back to her roots as a photographer to create short films combined with her recordings. Welcome, Stefanik, to Spoiler Alert Radio.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited.
Excellent. Well, first of all, can you talk a little bit about your background and how you developed an interest in film in general, as well as music, before deciding to pursue it as a career?
I was involved in the arts and making things from a really early age. My parents really helped nourish that. You know, I was in a million recitals or any drawings I would make or singing. They have these stories about they knew when I was awake in my crib because I would always wake up singing. They'd get complaints from neighbors, but they never stopped me. So I was always encouraged whenever I showed interest in being creative. Even though my parents aren't artists, but they are noticers. I remember my mom, she would often like point to the way the light was hitting something, or she would notice the shape of the cloud and tell me to look at that. And I think that that really sparked the act of noticing detail, and attention to detail is everything. And she took us a lot, my brother and I, to the library, which is actually where I think we first fell in love with film. We would rent films and play them on a little projector, little Super 8 films. And then my parents actually gave us a Super 8 camera, and that was everything to us. We would make little films and we'd switch off roles of either directing or acting or making sets. And most of our early films were kind of remakes of things that we had seen. And then eventually we moved to a VHS camera, and that changed a lot because we would edit in a VCR, and that thing entertained us for years. You know, we didn't have to wait for the film to get exposed. We felt like we were making these instant classic films. That's when we kind of departed from recreating other people's films. And then in high school, I really fell in love with theater and musical theater. You know, I was kind of shy and I was kind of reserved and quiet, but then I learned on stage, that's when I felt like fully like myself. And I actually got like most of the lead roles. I was the star, but it was a very small school. So I had to kind of deal with that later, not being the big fish anymore at NYU. I sort of was acting, but I went to the School of Educational Theater. I learned how to teach through theater. And that's not something that I really thought I was going to do as a career. But I'm glad I did that because I had to take many classes that weren't just in the arts. And I met like some of the greatest people that are still in my life and now that I create with. And they weren't in the theater school. And then when I graduated from there, I sort of took a break from acting and I picked up the camera again. And I really got to know my grandfather's Nikkormat, a 35 millimeter camera. And I started doing work that was kind of like Cindy Sherman-esque. I would use a tripod and a timer, and I dressed up as different characters. And I started making what I called short films, but they were actually 35 millimeter stills that I hung together to kind of create a short story. And I started making what I called trailers to films that don't exist out of an obscene amount of photos. So I'd edit them together, and it was sort of like a slow flipbook effect. And that work was seen by someone from one of those early internet startup companies. They were called heavy.com. They hired me to do their splash page.